Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. With us on the line, we have life coach Sumaya Kuvadia. She joins us now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi, Jaz. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Relationships can be the most rewarding and enriching or the most painful and depressing aspects of our lives. What do you say about this?
That is very true, Charles, you know, and that's why it's so important for us to learn and gain the tools and insights on how to build healthy, rich relationships that flow with joy and love. And that's the reason today, you know, we're going to be talking about the male intimacy cycle. And inshallah, next week we definitely will be discussing the female cycle, which is, you know, men basically, we call them, men are like rubber bands and women are like waves. So today we're going to be starting off with men, and inshallah, next week we will be discussing the whole woman cycle, where women are like waves.
Okay, perfect. You know, at times men pull away or have this need to pull away. What's going on in that time?
Okay, this is very, very important to, you know, understand. Let's just paint this scenario a little for, you know, for your listeners. You know, Ijaz, imagine a man went out maybe for the weekend. Let's take an example of fishing, right? Because many men are sort of, I've noticed, they've taken that on as a hobby, right? They go fishing for the weekend, you know, all their friends get together, and they go and spend this weekend out, and they enjoy themselves. And when they come back, sometimes some men could come back to a woman who's really hurt and disappointed. And, you know, he's all excited now because he's had this time out. He's had this time out to think. He's had this time out to even miss her. But when he comes back, he realizes that this wasn't the right thing to do. And this is now a woman making it difficult for the man to actually do this the next time. So first, what we need to understand that this cycle has a name. And it's very much like a rubber band. You know, it's called the rubber band effect. And what this actually is that a man needs to stretch and create some distance at times in order to regain his closeness to his spouse. You know, this is something that is very important but very, very sort of misunderstood. And it is a natural cycle, you know, for a man to actually feel this. So sometimes what happens is that when he does this, you know, like I'm saying, the stretching out when he does it, you know, just think of that rubber band. You know, when it stretches out, what happens? When it comes back and when it springs back, it has so much of power in it that you actually feel that sting. So when a man is allowed to go and, you know, just take the time out for himself, remember, he's not taking the time out every day or every week. This urge comes up, which is so intense, where he just feels this need. He doesn't even know why he's feeling this need, but he just feels this need to take that time out. Allow him to take that time out, because when he comes back, he's going to be so much more available to you and to the relationship.
But Nasmea, why is it that women, you know, may take this time out so personally?
Well, Ijaz, if you think about women and how we are and how, you know, our brain works, is that women only take time out or pull away when they're feeling hurt, right? We're feeling hurt or we're feeling disappointed by our partner in some way, or when something is wrong. So when a man pulls away, you know, then she feels something is wrong. And yes, at times a man can pull away because he's feeling hurt or disappointed. But sometimes he pulls away even when she hasn't done anything wrong. And this can be very difficult for a woman to understand. And even some men pulling away is something that they don't do because they feel guilty about it. You know, it's that feeling that I've got to do everything with my spouse. Pulling away means that maybe I don't care for her. Or maybe if I pull away from her, then probably when I do come back, you know, I'm going to lose that little bit of love from her. So it can be difficult for men and for women at times. Women, more importantly, it can be difficult, like I'm saying, because they can feel very hurt about the whole thing. And a man, on looking at his spouse, his wife feeling so hurt about this, can feel very guilty. So, you know, it doesn't allow him to pull away. So again, we're going to go back to this, that, you know what, women just need to understand this natural rhythm and cycle of a man. You know, where he gets close, and then he needs to pull away a little in order to regain power, to, you know, just come back into that relationship and be fully present to you. You know, if we look at relationships today, and, you know, I work with a lot of couples where sometimes, you know, men feel that I don't feel this, you know, sort of this juice and this vibrancy that was once upon a time in my relationship. And then when you sort of further investigate and see, well, how much time are you taking out for yourself? Or even in the day when you come back from work, how much do you tell your spouse and your kids, you know, just give me 10 or 15 minutes, I just need to unwind. More often than not, men are not doing it. And that's the reason they're becoming limp like rubber bands. You know that rubber band that isn't stretched out? Then it becomes, they become sort of very passive, you know, and very moody. They become very defensive. This is what happens to them. So allow your men to take out this time for themselves. And I promise you, it's not going to be happening every day or every week. It's going to happen when they really need it.
How will this rubber band effect enhance the relationship?
What if you think of a rubber band again, Ijaz? There's only so much that it can stretch, right, before it comes right back. And, you know, like I just said just now, that this thing of springing back is so filled with power. So if that, you know, if a man takes this time out when he feels this urge and without feeling guilty, you know, without his wife making him feel guilty for taking this time out, then what literally happens is a man goes through this transformation. You know, just imagine now you've got a man who's reached a place where he's not really so caring anymore or so attentive to his wife and to her needs. Now he's taken this time out and he comes back and suddenly he feels like fulfilling all her wishes. You know, and as women, yes, we do notice this. You know, I'm sure many women have experienced this. But what happens is you're too hurt to even acknowledge it because you feel that the time out was because of you, because you did something wrong. You know, so we're not really so responsive when a man comes back and he's willing to do, you know, just about anything for us. This is the result of a man taking time out. You know, he sometimes can feel like, okay, this woman that he couldn't, you know, stand at times, now he feels like he just can't even live without her. So this is basically what happens. You know, give him that time to take that time out, and when he comes back, he's going to be so much more alive and, you know, motivated to be the best in that relationship.
Right. Now, not all wives are easygoing in terms of giving their husbands space. So how does a woman make it difficult to spend this time alone?
Well, she can make it difficult for him, you know, in two ways. Firstly, what she can do is she can do it by chasing him or by punishing him. You know, it's almost like, you know, just say, for example, they're at home and probably they were talking about something and the man realizes, I just need some space. I just need to get away for a short while before I can come back and attend or address the specific situation. So maybe he goes away, maybe into his dining room or his lounge area. Maybe he wants to read the newspaper. Probably he wants to, you know, just zone out for a while and he switches on his television or maybe he watches soccer or something of that sort. Or maybe he goes and he recites his Quran for a bit. And what a woman does is she physically follows him because she wants to know what's going on, right? Another way a woman can do it, like I said, is by punishing him. You know where we said in the beginning where a man goes out, you know, for his fishing trip? When he comes back, she's all upset and angry. That's a way of punishing a man. So when a woman engages in either one of the two behaviors, she makes it very, very difficult for her man to take out that guilt-free time. I don't know if I'm making any sense here, you know, with this whole scenario of taking out time. It's got to be guilt-free time. Not where a man is feeling guilty. He knows he needs this time, so he takes the time out and he's feeling guilty doing it. It's just going to make it more difficult for him when this need arises again to actually take that time out. Then he's going to start ignoring that need because he feels he needs to be with you all the time.
Now, Sumaya, what can a man do to make it easier now for his spouse and for himself as well?
One of the most simplest things for a man to do is that a woman loves to be reassured. So before you go into that time out and, you know, zone out for a while, just let her know that you will be back. You know, you just need some time alone. That's all you need to tell her. And woman, when he needs that, then just give it to him. And not in a grudging way, because that doesn't allow him to fully stretch. And when he doesn't fully stretch, then it decreases his power when he springs back. So just reassurance. You know, reassurance works wonders. Let her know that you do care about her. And just saying, I need some time out to be alone. And when I get back, then we're going to spend that special time and just talk about whatever is really bothering you or, you know, wherever you need my help. So it's just basic, simple reassurance. That's what it takes.
Any closing comments on the rubber band effect?
Well, you know, again, the rubber band effect is a complete natural cycle of a man. You know, men do not need to feel guilty for feeling this need to stretch and to take that time out. Women need to understand that when a man is taking this time out, allow it. You know, allow it. That is what a mature, intelligent woman that is filled with wisdom knows, that her man needs that time out. And if I give him this time out, when he springs back, he's going to be able to give me so much more of himself.
Wonderful words there. Jazakallah khair, Sumaya, for telling us about the rubber band effect and explaining it so nicely so the listeners can understand. Maybe more of the sisters will be reevaluating how much time they do spend with their spouses and indeed giving them that opportunity to have that time out to be able to come back a lot stronger. Jazakallah khair, Sumaya, for your time on the Power Half Hour. You have yourself a wonderful day. Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakallah so much. Wa alaikum salam.
That brings us to the end of the Power Half Hour. From myself, Ijaz Khan, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.